Introduction. Depression is one of the most prevalent and debilitating mental health conditions, yet treatment effectiveness varies widely across individuals. Clinicians often face a critical question: should they prescribe antidepressant medication, refer patients for psychotherapy, or recommend a combination of both? Psychologic treatment of depression compared with pharmacotherapy and combined treatment in primary care, a network meta-analysis by Quichbers and colleagues, 2021, provides valuable insights into this dilemma, offering evidence-based guidance on the relative efficacy of different treatment approaches in primary care settings. The study, a comprehensive comparison. The meta-analysis synthesized data from 58 studies involving 9,301 patients, comparing the effects of psychotherapy, pharmacotherapy, and their combination in treating depression. The study also examined the effectiveness of these treatments against control conditions such as usual care or placebo. Unlike previous reviews, this analysis focused specifically on primary care settings, where most patients with depression are treated. One of the most significant findings was that psychotherapy and pharmacotherapy were superior to usual care and waitlist control groups. This reinforces the importance of active intervention in managing depression rather than relying on a watchful waiting approach. The effectiveness of combined therapy. The analysis found that combined therapy psychotherapy plus medication was more effective than either treatment alone. Patients who received both treatments showed greater symptom reduction and a higher likelihood of achieving remission than those who received only one treatment. The study suggests that the synergy between medication and psychotherapy enhances overall treatment outcomes, particularly for patients with moderate to severe depression. Interestingly, when psychotherapy was compared directly to pharmacotherapy, the results showed no significant differences in effectiveness. This means that for some patients, psychotherapy alone can be just as effective as medication. However, the advantage over standalone treatments became more apparent when looking at combined therapy. Cognitive behavioral therapy, a key component. The study highlighted cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, as particularly effective as a standalone treatment and in combination with medication. CBT has long been recognized for its structured approach to addressing negative thought patterns, and this meta-analysis further supports its role as a core component in depression treatment. One crucial takeaway is that for patients discontinuing antidepressant medication, adding CBT may reduce the risk of relapse. This suggests that psychotherapy is not only beneficial during active treatment but can also play a critical role in maintaining long-term recovery. Clinical implications, what this means for practitioners. For clinicians treating depression in primary care, this study underscores the importance of personalized care, recognizing that no single treatment approach fits all patients. While medication and psychotherapy can be effective individually, their combination often yields the best outcomes for moderate to severe depression. However, the optimal approach depends on symptom severity, patient preferences, medical history, and treatment response. Personalized care can take multiple forms based on individual differences. For patients with mild depression, psychotherapy alone, particularly CBT, may be sufficient, especially for those who prefer a non-medication approach. In some cases, lifestyle interventions such as exercise, mindfulness practices, or increased social engagement may also be beneficial. For moderate depression, combined therapy may be the most effective option. Still, clinicians should take the time to provide patients with clear, evidence-based information about medication to help them make informed choices. Patients with severe or chronic depression often require medication, but psychotherapy remains critical in addressing cognitive and behavioral patterns that contribute to distress. When patients discontinue medication, incorporating CBT may help reduce the risk of relapse, with structured follow-ups ensuring ongoing support and stability. Beyond selecting the right treatment, keeping patients informed about their care options is vital in engagement and adherence. Clinicians should actively encourage discussions about the benefits and risks of different treatments, validate concerns about medication or therapy, and emphasize that adjustments to the treatment plan are a normal and expected part of care. Patients who feel empowered in their decision-making process are more likely to remain engaged in their treatment and achieve better long-term outcomes. When coordinated care is possible, direct communication between mental health providers and prescribers helps align treatment strategies, ensuring consistency in care recommendations. Medication compliance can be challenging, particularly if a patient experiences side effects or a perceived lack of improvement. Regular communication between providers allows for proactive adjustments to medication or therapy approaches, improving adherence and treatment response. Coordination also prevents conflicting recommendations that could cause confusion or erode trust in the treatment plan. By maintaining an open and ongoing dialogue with patients and collaborating across disciplines, when possible, clinicians can foster a more effective, patient-centered approach to depression treatment. Conclusion. The findings from Quichbers and colleagues, 2021, emphasize the importance of integrating psychotherapy and medication in depression treatment, particularly for those with moderate to severe symptoms. As research continues to refine best practices, clinicians should remain flexible in tailoring interventions that best meet their patients' needs. Key takeaways. Combined therapy, psychotherapy plus medication, is the most effective approach for moderate to severe depression. Psychotherapy alone is just as effective as medication for some patients, particularly those with mild depression. Cognitive behavioral therapy is a key psychotherapy method that enhances treatment outcomes and reduces relapse risk. Patients discontinuing antidepressants benefit from CBT as a protective measure against relapse. Individualized treatment planning is essential, allowing for patient preferences and clinical severity to guide therapy decisions.